Hello, and welcome back to Loving Yourself Completely. All right, you were hearing this on Monday. I had to re-record my intro because Friday my app was completely down and I could not upload a thing. So I'm re-recording this to tell you I apologize, and usually I try to get my episodes out by Friday. On Friday is most likely the day. But I'm so sorry that you had to wait till Monday, and I missed you guys, and I'm sad that I didn't get to chat with you over the weekend like normal. But here we are, Monday, and you know what? I was thinking all weekend, frustrated, and it came back to, why did I start this podcast? That's what I kept coming back to, was I was so disappointed in myself and things that were going on. Why did I start this podcast? What was my inspiration? What happened? What was I going through? What was I feeling? Can I tap into those feelings? To 3.5 years ago, can I tap back into those still? And the answer was no. And I was so excited that that was my answer. And here I was thinking about it, and I'm so happy I'm not the person I was 3.5 years ago. And I think we can all, hopefully we can all, relate to that. In 2020, I was not in a good place. And I don't think a lot of us were, but I really was, I think at my lowest I had ever been, mentally. I don't think I had ever been lower. I thought that that was where I was settling, and this podcast truly saved my life. It was my outlet. It was my talk through space. It was my not alone space. It was, it's not just you. You're not, I wasn't alone. I know I said that already, but it truly, that was my biggest takeaway from doing this podcast and chatting with you guys constantly and talking to, you know, the people who listen the most and the people who address a lot of the topics that we talk through and have the same understanding of things. And my biggest struggle was always, you know, the intrusive thoughts and the anxiety attacks and that kind of stuff. And it was scary. I was scared for myself when I first started this podcast. I was in not a good place. And so we've talked about that a lot. And even it was crazy because I did listen to, if you go to Joe Rogan's podcast, I listened to a Luke Combs interview, and he is normalizing as much as we're trying to do, of course, on a way bigger platform, the intrusive thoughts and the violent thoughts. And he went through a whole thing about it, and he believed that was even one of the reasons he dropped out of college. And listening to that, even if you don't want to listen to the whole podcast, if that's not your cup of tea, listen to Luke Combs's conversating on his own anxiety and thoughts, because it truly normalized so much. And every single thing he said, I go, yes, like people, you know, we're so scared of people thinking we're crazy when there's so many of us dealing with it alone in fear of what people are thinking. And that's just not it. And how do you get through something on your own? It's almost impossible. You need that outreach. You need that support. You need those people telling you you're not alone. So that's what I want to talk about today, is let's get back to our roots. Let's get back to why we started. Let's get back to where this all came about. And loving yourself completely has come such a long way, and I'm ready to celebrate that. Are we ready? All right, here we go. Shop Sarah Bauer Boutique today. We carry sizes small through 3XL. The styles and sizes may vary. There is a chat now button in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen, and you can also join our rewards program. You get 1 point for every dollar spent, and you eventually earn cash off your purchase. Go shop Sarah Bauer Boutique today and give them a reason to stare. So really, I mean, what it all comes down to when I look back on, you know, starting these episodes and really pushing forward, as to there were some times that maybe either I didn't want to do an episode, or I felt like nobody was going to relate to it, or I just felt like this was something that was just me and maybe I was alone. And after almost, you know what, we're almost to 75 episodes, it is truly and honestly, none of those things do I fear now. You know, I don't fear those things now like I once did. I once thought, you know,
how many people are judging me right now? How many people are, you know, thinking that I'm not a good person or things like that. And honestly, like, I don't fear those things anymore. I used to really worry that people were going to just really lay into me. And I was almost scared to tell people I knew that I do a mental health podcast. Because what if they look at me different? And what if they think I'm not a good person or a spouse or a mom or that they should worry about me and things like that. And honestly, looking back at how I was in 2020, maybe more people should have worried about me because I really did keep it all to myself. Only my husband knew, and he truly, without him, I don't think I would have survived. Him and my son, you know, of course, my son was not aware of what was going on. I protect him from all of that, not to the sense that he doesn't know about mental health, but that he's not in charge of anybody's mental health as well. But my husband, he really helped me, and he gave me such an open forum of communication that I could really tell him my deepest, darkest thoughts and fears and all these things. And he helped me almost like we talk about all the time, like a messy ball of yarn. He helped me wind it up and unknot it and figure out why I was feeling that way. And like so many of you, once I have a reason for my feelings, it's easier for me to place them aside now, but I have to have a reason. And that was what I truly was searching for when I started this podcast. What was my reasoning? My life was perfect, and not perfect to everybody, but perfect to me. It was, you know, I had a beautiful home. I had a beautiful husband, beautiful child. I was decent. My health is decent. I am living a gorgeous life, financially okay. I felt mentally okay. And then all of a sudden I didn't. One day I just didn't. And I remember that day like it was yesterday, just that feeling of dread came over me and it never went away. And it didn't go away because I was like, whoa, what is this and why all of a sudden? And I ate into it and I fed into it and I made it stronger because why? Why is this happening? In a healthy way, I can look back on how I was feeling, what I was going through, intrusive thoughts, you know, anxiety, fears and panic. And I can go, oh my gosh, you know, as if 3-year-old me was sitting across from me and we're having a conversation. What if she was telling me all the things that I now know today? I could get a notebook out and draw all the lines, you know, in school when they had like the word boat and then you had to draw the line to the picture of the boat, you know, and you had to do that with different things. I could do that for 3-year-old me. I could do that. I could say, hey, you're having these fears because this is going on. Hey, you're having this anxiety because this is happening soon. Hey, this is going on in the world and this is why you're feeling this way. So now, 100% crystal clear, then it was, this is my life forever, impending doom, not going to make it out. My husband's going to leave me. My kid is going to resent me. I'm going to curl up in a ball in a white padded room, and this is it for me. And I truly believed that. I truly was the lowest you could get for me. That was it. And I thought I was staying there. And that's why I did the podcast. That's why I started it. Not only to sort myself out and talk through with so many of you, but to also put an arm out and go, we are not alone in this. I knew I wasn't alone the moment I heard another podcast talking about what I was going through. And I went, oh my gosh, like she was on the brink of what I was going through in just one episode. And I was like, no, I need like a whole thing of it. And I did find others and things like that. And I found certain ones, but I wanted a personalized one to me. And so I thought, why am I not creating this? Why am I not doing this? I have so many people around me that are relating to me, but yet we're all just like, it's like we're in a dark room in the corner going, don't tell anybody though, like that we're going through this, that we're moms and husbands and wives and, you know, husbands and dads and all these people. And we're going through this together, but shh, because we don't want people to think we're weird. What? People are committing suicide over mental health, and yet we're still not talking about it. We're still making them feel so alone, so left out, so what is, I don't want to say weird, but so individual. Like it's not common. It's, I've lost the word, But, and it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous that for so long people couldn't talk about it. And now that mental health is opening up more, like I said, look at the episode of Luke Combs on Joe Rogan, the most popular podcast in the world. And we have mental health being spoken about. Like, that's incredible. I think if anything came of COVID, whatever your beliefs are, is that mental health matters. And we all bit off a big chunk of it back then, and we didn't quite know how to chew it. So I'm so proud of how far we're all coming. And if you're still stuck in that place, you're not alone. Please reach out. And so many of you, we talk about this through emails and messages and stuff about just feeling like if you say the wrong thing, you're labeled as that. And that's not it. That's not it. Just because I introduce myself as, hey, I'm Sarah, and you know something about me, you don't go, oh, that's Sarah over there. She has anxiety. No, like that's not how you're introduced. And that's not how people look at you, because everybody has their own form in one way or another, whether it's a certain kind of anxiety or OCD or ADD or ADHD or intrusive thoughts or whatever, et cetera, because honestly, we could go on forever. It's so many different forms of feeling individual. And yes, we're all unique, but mental health is something that we're all on board with, that we all can communicate with, that we can all understand that certain days I'm not my best, I'm not my best self, I'm not feeling the greatest. But now we are learning to say, this isn't a forever thing. I'm not going to unpack here. I'm just passing by. Hello, neighbor. And we just keep moving. And so many times in my day, I say that if I'm having a hard day, hello, neighbor. Like, I'm just passing through this vibe. I'm just passing through this area. I don't live in this town. I'm ready to go home now because I know that better days are ahead. And sometimes if I am in a bout of bad days, if I'm not in a good place or I'm having a lot of overwhelming things happen, I can recall, you know, days that were perfect. You know, those days you take in, you know, when you're driving or you got the window down and it's a beautiful day and you're taking in the breeze and the music and your surroundings, and you go, this right here is what I want to remember. This, I'm going to put a bookmark right here in this moment. And you can tap into those moments again, almost like a meditation vibe for those bad days. And that can be your ultimate goal. I need to get back to breeze in my hair, music on the radio, sun hitting my skin. That's where I'm getting back to. That's my goal. I do not live in dark days. And it is hard to remember the dark days once you're out of them, which is a good thing. We don't bookmark those. We don't want to remember those. We can relate, we can recall, we can talk about. Sometimes even talking about them can trigger certain people. So sometimes you don't even have to talk about it. You can just say, I was not in a good place and I'm not ready to go back. But it's harder to recall your bad days. And I think that is something truly magnificent about the human brain. Mornings are already rough, so why not make it easier with Javi? J-A-V-Y. Javi Coffee is dairy-free, sugar-free, gluten-free, plant-powered, non-GMO, and ethically sourced. Javi Coffee is so simple. You take 1 to 2 teaspoons, pour it in hot or cold water, put in your favorite toppings or creamer, and you're on the go. No stops in the morning, no waiting in line, no getting that machine out that you don't even know if it's clean. Drink Javi Coffee and get 20% off with Sarah, S-A-R-A 43934 today. Javi Coffee will change your whole morning mood. Drink Javi today. And I say that in such a weird way, because do you ever notice, I'd say, even bad relationships when you leave your spouse or you leave your person, and you truly don't remember the reasons you're leaving. You just remember, oh, they're so good in the beginning. It was so good in the beginning. I wish they would have stayed like that in the beginning. I wish, you know, they were so loving, and I miss our cuddles. I miss our date nights. I miss, you know, our vacations. But you don't recall how they made you feel on a daily basis. Like, that gets blacked out. And that's the same with mental health. You can recall those things. Oh yeah, it was bad those times, but you know, those sunshiny days are worth it. And that truly is it.
That's truly it. You don't want to remember the bad things about life. Like, it's just not something that we're designed to do. Some people look for the negative in things, but when it comes to recalling the actual bad things you went through, you usually don't. You can't recall the feeling. You just know that you were there. It wasn't good. You felt your worst. You maybe had some very dark thoughts, but the feelings you can't tap into, the urges in your body, the sensations you had aren't necessarily there. But yet, when you think of the wind blowing against your face and the sunshine nice and warm on your skin, you can feel that. Feel the good things. And after 3 years of this, I have learned to feel the good things. And I'm so happy that so many of us that have been on this journey since the beginning have come out together. And I'm still in touch with all of you. And that is so amazing because we all related in one way or another that we were a huge work in progress. And we're still a work in progress with our own self-love, self-care, mental health, moving forward, creating boundaries, creating healthy relationships with friends and family and spouses and doing those things. But what I've come to learn the most about our group is that our mental health, our anxieties, and why we started here, listening here, and this journey to loving ourselves completely was to accept our mental health, and we have. I would say every single person I speak to personally, I know there's so many of you I don't speak to personally, which feel free to reach out. We have all done this journey together, and we all tell each other like, hey, yeah, I had no anxiety the last couple of weeks. How are you doing? Oh, same here. I'm struggling with this friend, but I'm realizing that I have to put some distance between us, and that's it. Wow, good for you. I'm so proud of you that you have realized your self-worth and that you can create a boundary with somebody in a healthy way to where it doesn't affect your mental health, to where it doesn't bring you back to a place that you don't belong and you don't want to live. So I think that that is my biggest takeaway. And when I was thinking over the weekend, you know, so disappointed that my episode wasn't coming out and things like that, and then I had to re-record certain parts, hence this one, and I had to re-edit certain areas of it. As I was thinking, I processed in my head, I'm like, oh, how am I going to clip these pieces together? Oh, this is going to be such a pain. Oh, it's going to take twice as long and blah, blah, blah. But I wasn't thinking about the episode itself. And then I tapped in and I thought, what am I doing? Like, I just did an episode of how far we've come and what we're trying to do with ourselves and, you know, just creating these things. And now you have more to add to it. Now you can add more to it. And that was like a huge benefit because what have I learned? What have I learned since starting these episodes? And what am I adding to this episode? And what can I create from doing this and redoing it and starting it to a point where I want to keep it going still and in a different direction of continuing the self-care and self-love. So that's what I really learned. That's what I really learned from over the weekend and having to wait to upload an episode and re-record certain episodes and certain parts. And I really struggle with this sometimes. I consider myself pretty tech savvy and I get so disappointed in myself when I can't beat the system, but there are just some days I cannot beat the system. Anyways, so looking back 3.5 years ago, I'm not the same person and I'm so proud of that. And I'm so proud of everybody who can relate and say the same. And where were we and why we started these episodes? And these episodes were started to not only create a safe space for mental health, but to learn that it's okay to still love yourself even when you're not your best self. I think that's a huge, huge thing, that when we're in a bad place, we begin to pick ourselves apart and critique ourselves and self-sabotage and put ourselves down and say not so nice things. And it just makes it harder to come out of. It makes it harder because your brain doesn't know the difference between, oh, they're just saying this because it's a bad day, or believing it. And so you truly need to
say nice things to yourself even when you don't believe them. That's why I always say the three things. Do the three things about yourself that you love every single day. Just like I always remember that science thing that they say, if you walk 20 minutes a day with a smile on your face, or do anything for 20 minutes with a smile on your face, even when you don't want to, that it can trick your brain into thinking you're happy. And so that works in a positive way and in a negative way. And you have to remember that in your negative days, even just 20 minutes of negativity, I mean, it creates a space for it. So smile, even if you don't feel it, because you know what? I would rather smile and create a fake happiness for a moment and maybe trick my brain for a little bit and trick myself than to go the opposite way. Because that's definitely not a place that you want to be. It's not a fun place. And we have such a great life that we get to have and wake up every day. And I think being thankful for just that is pretty spectacular. So loving yourself completely is all about finding the things to love that are sometimes hard. It's complete. All of it. Every last bit of it. Down to your biggest flaw in what you think are your looks, to your personality traits, to your relationships in your life. I mean, it's all of it, and it's finding the love in it and finding the love enough of the things to let go. So, all right, you guys, I'm so sorry that you had to wait till Monday for this episode. I really hope you take a huge thing away from this, because I definitely did. I definitely am so glad that I had a setback in this episode and I got to add certain things and kind of revamp the episode and redo it, because I'm so much more happy with this one, I'm going to be honest. It really just, like I said, it got me thinking how far we've come. And when I was disappointed, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, are you crazy? Because 3 years ago, this is not how I would have responded to that happening. So look at who you were 3 years ago. Pull up pictures, usually with pictures of yourself or whatever in the moment. You can tap into those feelings and see how you were feeling. And let's see if it's the same. I'm genuinely curious. So email me at lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com or on Instagram. You can message as well. And I just love you guys. Have a great week. Continue loving yourself completely no matter what, flaws and all. And we just keep working. That's what we're here for. And it's exciting. Be excited to work on yourself. That is the best job you'll ever do. All right. Bye.